AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The founder of cryptocurrency exchange FTX is expected to waive extradition to the U.S.
Sam Bankman-Fried arrived at the courthouse in the Bahamas from jail there under heavy guard. A handful of people who said they were either crypto enthusiasts or FTX customers that lost money came to court to witness the proceedings. One man called out, "Sam's a fraud." Bankman-Fried faces multiple criminal and civil charges in the U.S., including wire fraud and money laundering related to the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. His decision to return to the States comes just a week after Bankman-Fried's lawyers had initially said they planned to fight extradition. The 30-year-old, who was once the poster boy for cryptocurrency, was arrested last Monday in the Bahamas. I'm Julie Walker.
Millions of Twitter users asked Elon Musk to step down as head of Twitter in a poll on the platform that the new owner had created and promised to abide by. Dan Ives, managing director of Wedbush Securities, says Musk needs a social media brand name as Twitter CEO.
There's someone that has, I think, validation within Silicon Valley, and it's one that could ultimately start to right this ship forward, because this is going to be an ever-cycle uphill battle to turn this around. And I think Musk ultimately has actually just created more issues.
Video game company Epic Games is going to pay a total of $520 million in penalties and refunds to settle complaints involving children's privacy and methods that tricked players into making purchases. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a rare trip to Belarus as his forces pursue their campaign to torment Ukraine from the air amid a broad battlefield stalemate almost 10 months into the war. Putin's visit came hours after Russia's latest drone attack on Ukraine. Stocks have been lower in trading on Wall Street today. Investors are bracing for higher interest rates. This is AP News. The EU is accusing Facebook parent company Meta of breaching antitrust rules.
In its complaint, following a probe launched last year, the EU's Executive Commission has taken issue with the tech company tying its online classified ad business, Facebook Marketplace, to Facebook. The Commission says Facebook users automatically have access to Marketplace, whether they want it or not, raising concerns that competitors are shut out because the tie gives Marketplace an advantage that they can't match. Meta disputes the allegations, saying the company will study the complaints and is fully cooperating with the Commission's investigation. Charles Diledesma, London.
TCU's Sonny Dykes has been named the Associated Press College Football Coach of the Year. Purdue maintained its grasp on number one in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball Poll. Connecticut leaped to second place. Houston moved to three. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.